Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Tim Stafford with the Stevie Anderson Radio Show right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we are so excited to be here on Monday, the 14th of April. It's 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and it's my buddy Stevie Anderson and I. We are here just, well, I don't know, we're always tearing up Jack about something. We're talking about, tonight we're talking about making good decisions, and we're excited to looking forward to maybe having some of you call in. If you want to call in tonight, 323-417-6724, 323-417-6724. You can call us, and we will get you on the air just as quickly as we can. And it's exciting to be in the middle of May, middle of April already, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to tax day tomorrow. I know you're not really looking forward to that, but you know we're trying not to think about it because we're still a day ahead, and hopefully most of our listeners have already filed their taxes and they already know the good or bad news, and so they're moving on forward. Hopefully that's the case. But tonight we want to talk about something really exciting, and Stevie, I'm just excited to be back on the air with you. How's everything going?
Everything's going well. Everything's going well, Tim. Just lately down in Florida, weather's been really, really nice. No complaints down here at all, but I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with that plane, you know? I'm going to keep talking about that plane until we find it. You know, it's just ridiculous. This is like getting, this is embarrassing, you know? Where's the plane at? You know? I mean, for real, you know? And you have people out there still waiting, you know, no plane.
Yeah.
You know, I know.
Well, in their defense, though, it is a lot of water that they have to look in. I mean, it is a big deal. I mean, it's hard. I mean, I know it's terrible that they haven't found it, but you know, I mean, you're talking about a huge ocean, and I don't understand all the detail. I honestly don't understand everything that I should understand about it, but I do know that there's just a lot involved here. A lot of countries are involved. A lot of governments are involved. A lot of things are going on. So, unfortunately, that tends to slow down everything, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess eventually it's going to – hopefully I find it. We'll see what happens. But,
right.
Yeah, everything's going well, man. I've just been just really focused on my practice and was working with my coach out in Arizona, actually, a couple of weeks ago. I started working with her and – I feel really, really good with my game. Besides that, you know, just staying healthy and thinking about a beautiful topic like tonight, a very interesting topic, actually. I think we talked about it briefly earlier before the show. It should be a very, really good topic tonight.
Right.
And, you know, it's basically talking about is a careful decision always the best decision? Should be pretty nice. What do you think about that?
I think it's great, and because you know, there's this thing that we got to do in life. You know, we got to weigh caution with risk, and you know, sometimes it is good to be cautious. I mean, you know, if I'm going to do something that affects my kids, I'm probably going to be a little bit more cautious, affect my family, so. But you know, if there's something that I can do to maybe there's a little bit of a risk, but the reward could pay out great. Well, sometimes it's worth taking a risk. And so you always have to kind of meet that up. And so this is a great thing because what really makes a good decision? I mean, I think that's the real question here. You know, what really makes a good decision and how do we, you know, is there some sort of an inventory we can do or is there a checklist or is there something that we can do within ourselves that we can kind of audit our decision-making process and how that works and so that we can take
right.
a risk or we can be cautious and we can do that in the right way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great topic.
Well, let me thank you. I think it is, too. I really do. You know what? Let's just give you a definition of decision, first of all. You'd always like to give a definition. The definition of decision is a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. Okay, and another one also says the act of reaching a conclusion or making up one's mind. So I'll say it again, the act of reaching a conclusion of making up one's mind. And I read too, Tim, actually they were saying if you're making a decision, it could be you're making a decision and make basically a careful decision. Many times you can make the wrong decisions, you know, considering depending on your stress level, how you're feeling, you know, what you're going through mentally. And I read something about that they were saying, and I kind of agree with that. A lot of times the way you feel, or you be down in a situation or just confused, a lot of times you can make a decision. You think you're making the right decision, a careful decision, and it can end up being not the right decision. Do you think the mood you're in has a lot to do with it?
I think it could be. I mean, I can tell you right now that that you know, part of my decision-making process is what, and this has just always worked for me, and I'm not suggesting it always works for everybody, but my decision-making process a lot of times involves my wife. So if I go to her and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this, and she says, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. then, you know, I have to take that into consideration, because if I figure if I can't get my wife excited about something, then you know what, or if I can't get her on board about something, it's probably not the best idea. Now in some cases, you know what, in some cases I have to make a decision without her, you know, if it has to do with my job or something like that, and I realize that. But and then I'm never quick to make a decision based on how I feel it right at this moment. I'm very careful to stop and think. And to be honest with you, Stevie, I made a rule a long time ago, and I'm not suggesting that I do everything right. This may be wrong, but I just know myself, and I'm a little bit compulsive, and so I'll tend to make a decision just because it can be made and I get excited about something, is that if I have to give you an answer now, my rule kind of has been if I have to give you an answer right now, the answer is no. And if you're not going to allow me to have some time to think about it and really process it and make sure I'm not making a decision based on emotion, maybe I have to talk to my wife about it, maybe I don't. I don't know. But if I can't, maybe sometimes I have to call and seek counsel on something. Maybe I need to call Stevie Anderson and say, hey, you know, like I'll give you a good example. You know, here's a good example. I don't play golf, but if I did, and you know, maybe someday you can show me some things, Stevie. But anyway, I'm not a golfer.
Yeah.
But if I was playing golf, you know, and somebody said to me, hey, you know, if you're going to be a better golfer, you got to buy these golf clubs. And so, and I've got a set, and if you want, you know, to buy them today, right now, I'll give them to you for a good price. All right. Well, my answer to that would be, well, I can't buy them right now. So if the answer has to be right now, the answer is no. But if you give me a chance to do some thinking about it and go home and check my money and da 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 da, then okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you 3 days. Okay, that's fine. I can take 2 or 3 days. So what I would do is I'd go home and I'd see if I had enough money to do that. If I don't have enough money, the answer is no. And I check with my wife to make sure she was okay with me buying golf clubs, and she probably would be if I could convince her it was a good idea. And so then, you know, I get to that. Then I'd call my buddy Stevie Anderson. I'd say, hey, is this a good set of golf clubs? Yes. Is it a good deal? Yes. Okay, well, now I've done due diligence. I don't see that as being careful. I see that as being smart. Careful, when I hear you say is a careful decision always the best decision, that has to do with a fear I might have. You know, I'm afraid I might fail, and so therefore I can't make a decision. Well, that's a different thing than doing due diligence and being smart about a decision. And sometimes I think we just got to step back and just relax a little, you know. If the decision has to be made right now, the answer is no. But you know what? If you give me some time, I'll come up with a good decision that I think will benefit everybody. And so, but you know, Stevie, I'm a relational person. I mean, I appreciate people like you who I could call and ask a question like that and you would answer it. So I have those kind of people who surround me. So not everybody may be able to do that. But that's just kind of how I think about it.
I mean, that's the way I think about it, too. Now, there have been decisions I made even when I actually got hurt in, when I was playing with the Cardinals. And this was a mistake. I'm going to go back a little lower than that. But actually, I got injured, and I went and I said, you know what, let me go to my coach, my receiver coach, and ask him a question. And I asked my coach, I said, what do you think I should do? You think I should actually, you know, make a decision to go on injury reserve or to go home for training with my original sports doctor that I had in college? And he basically told me, he said, well, you know, you have to make that up, you know, yourself, the decision yourself. But I wasn't looking for that answer. That's not the answer I was looking for. You know, I was looking for an answer from my coach to give me, you know, the best decision, best decision that he knew, that he would think of. But at the end of the day, that particular decision, it really wasn't the right decision. And I was being really careful on it because I didn't know, there was nobody people I really trusted in that situation that has seen players go through what I was experiencing. And that's another thing, too, that people we can't tend to forget. If you're making a careful decision to making sure it's the right decision, we need to make sure that we deal with people that has been down that road or going through something that you're experiencing right now for the first time. So I actually should have gotten advice, I guess, from someone else, but he's the person at the time I trusted. And at the end of the day, the decision was a good decision. And I actually should have stayed on injury reserve there and probably would heal so much faster than actually going home. And once I got home, the focus level of being on track with my injury, I didn't heal as fast. Where with your professional, not to say professional doctor, because my doctor back at home is professional. It was just that I was more disciplined being around an organization versus at home, you know, just take your time where you have to go. And then, two, it was just so many different, you know, I still think about today, that decision. That decision made a major change in my life. But also, too, you know, I was, you know, sometimes during the week I'll ask questions to certain people, ask them a question about the topic, is they can careful decision always the best decision. And I spoke to a young lady, her name was Joanne. She said it could be a lot of times. She said that it's not absolutely not the right decision. Sometimes you can make the wrong decision. It's not the best decision if you make a careful decision, because sometimes it can even relate to the relationship. You know, many of us. I mean, you're married, but there's sometimes everyone's trying to find that right fit. Most people are trying to make the right fit and making a careful decision, and they may say, well, this person can do this, but I mean, I like what he does, we relate this way, relate that way. It could be even in school, going from school, you know, a particular college. I mean, my mom just said, you know, no use making your mind up. Your mind is going right to grandma. That's where you're going. So, for me, Tim, I actually wanted to go to Oklahoma, some other schools that was actually had a lot of scholarship offers too. But she said, no, you're going to Grambling. For some reason, Grambling was the right school for me to see. A lot of times, you have to ask people, and again, that's ahead of you, a lot of your elders, a lot of times for advice. And a lot of times you can find yourself being steered in the right direction. So the decision you make, those careful decisions can be pretty much the best decision. Not saying it always happens, because sometimes it could be the right decision, sometimes it could be not the right decision. You know, but also through your career, job opportunities. You know how someone, the careful decision is like, you know what, I can get a promotion by moving to this state or in this job, but they're trying to make a careful decision, but they really don't know, but they're leaving their friends behind and what they have here at this particular job. And a lot of times, you know, people get there to the other particular job, Tim, and it just doesn't work out. And then sometimes it does work out. But at the end of the day, you can find yourself going back to that particular job or however because your friend's there. But sometimes when you make any decision, my advice, Tim, is that you definitely need to question people for advice that has been in that particular situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Well, that's true. And, you know, I mean, like you, I have wrestled with decisions in my life. And, you know, sometimes the best decisions I made were ones that I struggled with the most. And mm-hmm. and what I struggled with the most was the fact that many times they just weren't easy decisions to make. I mean, I think a lot of times we're such decision-making beings. You know, I mean, think about it. We make a decision. We are in a constant state of decision-making. I mean, if you think about it. I mean, we're deciding to do this, and then we decide to do that. And then we decide to work on this while we're at work, and then we decide to take a lunch break here, and we decide to, We decide we don't want to go to the gas station, so we're going to try to get our car home on the fumes that are left. And we make a decision about our kids and where they go to school and what they're going to wear today and how the. I mean, we are just decision-making beings, and we get very good at making decisions fairly quickly based on a set of parameters that we've kind of detailed to ourselves. You know, these are the. You know, like for instance, I look at my daughter and I think to myself, okay. I'm basing decisions based on a lot of things that have to do with her and, you know, my love for her and my role in her life. And, I mean, some things are established and I can, within that framework, can make a decision. But sometimes a decision comes our way that we don't have much of a framework for. Like, we're not really sure. Like, a career change or a lifestyle change or sometimes something hits us, right? Like, I have a very good friend whose daughter, about 2 weeks ago, a 13-year-old daughter, was admitted to the hospital and turned out she had encephalitis. And very sick. She's very sick. And she's getting better, but, you know, we're talking about the brain and very, very serious stuff. And they were instantly forced to make decisions that they never thought they were going to have to make, ever in their life. And they had no framework for that. And so at one point, that first week that they were in the hospital, my wife and I went down to visit them, and I know her dad and mom just sat with us for the longest time. She was unconscious, and we just got out of the room and sat in the waiting area, and they just don't know what to do. It's just that's the idea. I don't know what to do. What they're really saying is there are so many decisions to make, and I just don't have the framework to make those. And so that's where other people can come in and say, okay, well, let's look at all the information. Let's get it all out on the table. Let's find out, you know. And that's where, you know, some people are so – we've talked about this before, Stevie, but it keeps coming back because I think it's just so important. People are important. You know, people – having relationships with people are important. And, you know, I mean, if we don't cultivate relationships, then decision-making becomes very difficult because I'm all alone on an island. And I have no framework to make this decision, and so my tendency is to try to do things based on a set of parameters that may or may not work for this decision. That's what's tough, and that's where other people with, you know, kind of like my buying golf clubs, as dumb as that is, it's a decision I just don't make every day. But, you know, when it comes to golf club selection, gloves, golf balls, golf tees, golf shoes. Stevie Anderson lives in that world every day because that's what he does. So why wouldn't I ask him? Because that's not a hard decision for you to make at all. Because you say, hey, I have a framework for that. It's a silly example, but But it's really important to understand that the impact of that is not that someone out there has the ability to make that decision. The impact there is that I know someone who can help me make this decision. And that's the difference, you know. And when I say I know someone, he's not just an acquaintance. Hey, listen, I know a guy that I could call and ask, and he'd give me a straight answer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important. You know, I think I don't want to bury that.
Vice versa could be related to music or in the religion.
Right.
I have questions, religious questions. I'm going to call you. If I have a question, and we're going to discuss it and move forward. And I know it's the right decision. I'm going to put my heart to go with that decision. That's why you see at the end of the day, people are extremely important, just like you said. Another topic, too. Another thing, too, Tim, is like I was planning a tournament, a qualifier the other day on a par 5. I don't know if people that know golf, but I pushed my drive out to the right, and I was underneath a tree, in a sense, and I had a shot. I could hit the ball underneath the tree. I can hit it extremely hard to make it kind of go forward for a while, go straight, and then it's going to move to the right. It's like a little cut shot. For people that know, that's a term that just they say guys that play golf a lot call a cut. So it's going to be a low cut. I can just hit down there and just lay up. And the same lady, she said, that lots of time we can overthink ourselves. And it's true because I got there over that ball. Instead of me just hitting the ball out there and then just sending the ball to the green, two putt, take the par, you know, go to the next hole, I want to be, you know, I actually didn't make the careful decision this particular time on this shot. I kind of said, no, I'm going to go all out for it. I'm going to go ahead and try to hit a cut, make a cut through there and go back to the green. And when I hit the ball, I didn't catch all of it. The ball didn't cut, it stayed straight on because of the lie I had. And I made a hasty decision. It wasn't a careful decision at this particular time. But at the end of the day, it can go either way. Now, I went to a situation. My older brother had to make a decision, and it wasn't really a careful decision. It happened to me in Houston, Texas. Okay, he walked in, and I'm sedated, and the doctors, they make a decision, say, okay, it came to my brother, he got down there. Well, first of all, he had the news that I was deceased, right? But all of a sudden, he got down there, came back alive, okay? So, and this is a topic we're going to get back into. Later down the road, we're going to start talking about my history and things I've been through in my life. I want to start discussing that in we're going to talk about that. That's future topics. But this particular topic, I mean, this particular situation, Tim, it came my brother, and he got in there and said, listen, I said, Mr. Anthony Anderson, we're going to either amputate your brother's leg or either cut his leg down inside, all the way down to save his leg. And he said, cut it. He can live with the scar. You know, he didn't call home. He didn't call anyone else, he took the decision to say, this is what you're going to do to his leg. Cut it. Scar his leg up. I don't care. Scar it up. Now, I'm in another world at the time because it's 50-50. I didn't know if I was going to live or die during these times. But everyone else there at home thought I was dead. But my brother's there. He got to call him, and they found out later that I was still living, that they brought me back alive. But he made the decision. That wasn't a careful decision. He made a hasty decision, like, cut it. It turned out to be a fantastic decision for me. Now, you know, and at the same time, later I came back, too, and I finally came back, too. I told him, I said, well, if they amputate my leg for me to live, let them do so. But he's like, no, you're fine. I told him to cut it, put a scar down there, and they made a long scar on my leg, yes. But that's what happened. So a lot of times there was a careful decision. I could have made a careful decision, and it probably worked out, and then a hasty decision worked out. You know, so at the end of the day, you know, a lot of times you need to say your prayers, and he was saying his prayers on the way down there, and everyone else was, and thank God for that. But by him making that decision, a lot of it came from up above. At the end of the day, with all the decisions you want, you need to say a prayer before you make a decision. And you've done your best job at the decision. You know, and then whatever, accept it, live with it, and go forward. I'm also sure that I comment, Tim, I got a comment from a Facebook that was also, they made a comment, they said, you know what, it says successful people make up their minds quickly and rarely, if ever, change their minds. It's called when to make a decision. And it says unsuccessful people make up their minds slowly and change their minds quickly. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's a tough one.
It is. I guess in a sense, it's like this. When you're drafted in the NFL, the person is drafted, right, Jim? Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God bless you to get a chance to get drafted. So it's 200 some players. I'm not being specific, sorry, because I don't follow football. I wasn't been so fortunate at all. Don't forget I played professional football, okay? But
sure.
The draft is coming up.
Right.
The draft is coming up during this month, okay? So there's guys going to be drafted different rounds in the draft. Now, Tim, if you drafted first round, second round, and I'm drafted fifth round or seventh round in the draft,
mm-hmm.
you have a chance to make more mistakes than I do. Because your currency level is a little bit more than mine, okay?
Your contract.
So in a sense, I can get what he's saying in that sense, you know? It's very close. A lot of times, so in another school discussion, I'm going to talk about that too, down the road. A lot of talk about the schools, different schools, how certain schools are looked at differently than smaller schools, larger schools. I went to mm-hmm. a small school. By the time I had a coach that was, you know, was incredible, but that cared for his players. But this is the thing, is that a lot of times, he's essentially saying, I can relate to schools or draft rounds. If you receive a team and you go a certain round in the draft, you're going to get 10 to 12 balls thrown at you. When you late round, you mm-hmm. may get two. And guess what? Those two, don't miss the pass. I don't care if someone threw a hot dog across the field and hit the football and knocked it down. You better try to catch that football with the mustard on it. You hear me? Because you're not going to have another
right,
attempt.
Right.
Yeah, because all you're going to be looking at is that clock study, that time study going down. Study going down. And down you're down to a minute. You're still not in the game. But guess what? You're getting drafted a certain round. You can miss a ball. The crowd, you get another chance. Touchdown. You see? So I understand what he's saying in the sense of that with the successful people make up their minds quickly and rally if ever change their minds. Unsuccessful people make up their minds slowly and change their minds quickly, because you only have when you're not successful. I guess in a sense is like you want to be so precise, you want to be right because you're trying to prove yourself, and which everyone should try to do. You know, I always have to fight. I love people around mm-hmm. me that have fight in them. You know, that's why I was raised to have fight. I'm not losing.
Right.
You know, I have
right.
a fight. Lots of people lose. You got to lose to win too. Now, so golf teach you that. But what happens is that when a person that's wealthy, rich people, they can make a mistake. Okay, and I guess he's saying they can make a mistake, and they have people to take care of for them to move forward and cover it up, and then cover it up to make it better to keep going forward. And I guess it's the best way to relate that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong a little bit, but that's the way I kind of I see that in a sense.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the finances, like, you know what, I'm not worried about that. Okay, I lost $500, I lost $1,000, I lost $10,000, $20,000, whatever, you know, next page. Versus a person like, I lost $20, you know, that's a lot.
Right.
You know, I got to pay this bill? Yeah. So that's in a sense, to be similar to that. But also, too, Tim, we're going back to the golf thing. We're speaking about golf. Do you know in golf you can play a careful round of golf? But a careful round in golf, Tim, doesn't make you to the next level. In golf, you can't play careful and think you're going to make it to the PGA. No. Sometimes you have to go up and above. Sometimes you have to take risk to get to the next level. A job promotion. You're not going to get promotion being careful, okay, being safe.
Mm-hmm.
Safe is good.
Right.
It keeps you on the team, but safe is not going to give you that promotion.
Right.
You can think it's going to give you a promotion, but it's not going to give you a promotion being safe. A lot of times people want to be a leader. They want leaders on the team. They don't want just a team. They want a leader to be able to step up and lead in and they know that they can see, have a vision. Basically, they have the faith to get where they need to go.
Mm-hmm.
The vision, we can see. They have the faith that we can. This can work. Let's do it. I'm going to do this. That's who get the promotion. That's who get go to the next level. Whereas it's in music, promotion in teaching, whatever it is. And if you're out in the workforce, period. That's how you get your promotions.
Right.
Tough decisions will keep you.
Right.
A lot of times they'll keep you safe. You play a careful round of golf, guess what? You're going to play, you'll play another game, but you're not going to make it to the next level playing careful, playing safe.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day.
There's a real consistency issue there. I mean, you know, if I consistently make good decisions, you know, I mean, everybody can make a bad decision once in a while, you know,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, it's when, you know, if I can say, well, here's a guy who makes, he consistently makes good decisions. He consistently manages things well. He consistently, you know, he forms patterns around himself that for success. This is a guy that or a gal that just, you know, I can trust. And I think that's where decisions help to build trust.
Right. Totally agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
I think, you know, what do you think the takeaway is from today? I mean, what do our listeners walk away with? Oh, hey, we have just popped on the screen. We have a caller. I guess we need to.
Okay.
Let's pull him in.
Okay. Right.
Hey, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Hey, welcome, and thank you guys again. Hey, this is Vince Watson calling from Fort Lauderdale. I was just chiming in, and your topic is based on making good decisions fastly. Is that correct?
Basically, is a careful decision always the best decision? And the Tim kind of broke it down, was saying a lot of times. Tim, go ahead and say what you're saying about it to your feeling about the topic, and then we'll let Vince go and answer.
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, I have kind of come to a place in my life where, you know, some decisions have to be made quickly. I mean, obviously there are decisions that have to be made quickly, but overall, the rule for me is I have to have time to make a decision. So if the answer has to be right now, the answer is probably going to be no. And then, but if you give me some time, then I'm willing to do the due diligence I need to make a good decision. Now, you know, sometimes decisions have to be made fast, and I got to make a fast decision. I mean, the other day I was driving home, and somebody swerved into my lane. I did not have a whole lot of time to think about the different options. I just took one, You know, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent, somebody swerved in my lane, I swerved off onto the shoulder, and, you know, it has to be fast. Sometimes, you know, we have things in life like that, got to make a quick decision. But for the most part, I really try to live by the idea that there's a due diligence to making decisions. And but that's different. I don't think that that's – I think that is just smart. I don't think not making a decision because I'm afraid that I might fail, or I'm afraid that maybe I don't want my comfort zone, I don't like being out of my comfort zone. That's a totally different scenario for me. And I think sometimes people have got to take a risk. I'm not unwilling to take a risk. I just don't want to take a risk without having had a chance to weigh everything as to whether or not it's a good decision or not.
I'm basically saying, too, you know, for advice, and you need to get advice to actually you know, making a careful decision. And we're just kind of basically saying, too, and a lot of times in your job force, if you sometimes careful doesn't get you promotion. Well, you're not playing golf because you're a golfer. We mentioned last time we talked to the show months ago, but you had mentioned, I think, Vince, you said that, I was telling Tim that if careful won't get you to the PGA playing careful golf. You know, you have to take a risk at time, but also too, when you're taking these risks and making these careful decisions. What Tim's saying, that's thank God for people and people that with experience to get to the next level. But so we kind of give you, I guess, with two different scenarios. But go ahead and what you think about that topic. Is a careful decision always the best decision?
Often in life, and when you get to a point where you've been around for a while, I guess that's the best way to put it. When you think about careful decisions, I think you kind of hit on it at one point, but your life experiences pretty much will guide a lot of your decision making. And often you're put in situations, if you're running a company or you're doing things personally that need to be taken care of, you got to make a decision, and you have to make it the best decision you have with the at most information that you have. And sometimes as you come back later on, you don't know whether it's the right decision or not, but you made it with the best, most amount of information you had at that time. And I'll give you, I think, a good example. Being in the school system myself, typically we've had to be in a comfort zone, so to speak. No one wanted to work outside of that comfort zone. Now we have a new leader, so to speak, a superintendent, and he wants something different because the market expectations are different. Now, most of the leaders are still working off that same comfort zone. I happen to work for a leader now who went out and did things a little different, and now she's looking like she's a star. So why is she a star? Because she took risks. She made calculated decisions that were not the favorable decision, but it was the best decision based on the information that she had. So she picked a totally different reading series that would have fit our kids. She would say, how can we approach our kids and get more out of our kids early on? We started our own VPK program that was working outside of the confinements of what was being done. And now those kids will fit into the fold coming out of the household earlier and being ready for school. So, and I could go on and on and on, and how she works with our corporate partners to also extend upon. Like you have people that would work with the corporate partners, but what they would do is work with the mindset that they, like we used to, they owe it to us. No, she looks at if it's a partnership and we're working together, and she's building. And from those partnerships, she's building other partnerships. So we get finances, we get programs that we get involved in that other schools are not, and so things that the school board's not buying for us, they're buying for us. So she's a risk taker. And I can attest to that because what happens, I have another friend who's been principal of the year and so on and so forth. He was a risk taker. Now, are you liked by your peers when you're a risk taker? No, because your risks have worked. So when you talk about making decisions, should they be careful or not? I think that when you're careful, sometimes it puts you at a point where you get mediocre results. if you take the risk and the decision is not right, you just have to learn from that, and then you continue on from there. So decision making to me is something that, if you're careful, you can get probably like very little results. If you're a risk taker and you make the best decision with what you got and it works out for you, then you get the rewards from it. That makes sense?
Sure. That makes great sense.
I like that. What do you think, Jim?
And I'll give you another example, too, personally, because I was a pharmaceutical rep for years. And one of my friends, he came up, he said, hey, I'm going to start this pharmaceutical company. I want you to work with me. And originally going on, I said, well, everything's going pretty good for me personally. So I didn't want to take that kind of risk to go out there and start the business. Well, to make a long story short, he became very lucrative and sold his company originally later on to Walgreens, and he has millions of dollars of assets and stuff like that now as a result of him being able to take that risk. And I said, no, I'm taking the careful route. So it looks like he made a great decision at that point.
Yeah,
I think one thing that you're bringing up that I think is really good is that history kind of always tells the tale, doesn't it? I mean, it's sort of like, you know, you make a decision today. This is something I talk about a lot when I talk to educators. You know, the decisions we make today could have ramifications that we won't even see for 20 years.
Correct.
But history will tell the tale. History will tell the tale. It'll always tell the tale. That's why, you know, when you elect a new president, for instance, you know, like when we elected President Obama and we reelected him, you know, just like President Bush before him and just like President Clinton before him and just like President, I mean, you know, on and on and on back to President Lincoln and President Washington, you know, I mean, history is who is ultimately, you know, history is the real accountability for a leader of that stature. I mean, we're not going to know, you know, I mean, 20 years from now, we're going to be talking about presidents Bush, Senior, Clinton, Bush, you know, George Bush, George W. Bush, and President Clinton much differently than we are now. Because 20 years from now, we'll see even more of the ramifications, both positive and negative, of their leadership of this country. It's just the way it works. I mean, it isn't, and that, I'm not talking about that from any political platform. I'm just saying, you know, you could say that about a business who brings on a CEO, and that CEO is there for 5 years, let's say. You may not see the ramifications of that, both positive or negative, for another 10 years. I mean, you know, it's just the way it is. We're creating presence that will be, if you look at it this way, we're creating states of the present that are going to be adjudicated in the future through history.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? And that's where I think decisions are important. And I think what I hear you saying as well is that, you know, we've got to give some real thought to this idea of making decisions, because, you know, making a bad decision, you know, sure, we can come back from it. I mean, it can happen. But, you know, the ramifications of that bad decision could actually have greater, greater impact on others. You know, I know for myself, I know that I was a part of a school one time that had to close its doors, and that had a great impact on of course, the immediate staff and all that. But, you know, many of them found jobs, and I found another job, and it was okay. What's funny is almost 5 years later, the impact of the community still goes on. I still walk in stores, and people come up to me, and they're just so sad the school had to close. And I'm still, it doesn't mean that we made a bad decision, but I'm just trying to show you that it is amazing how these decisions reverberate into the future, and we don't really realize it.
Right, and once again, my day-to-day job, I have to make careful decisions because of what I do and how it affects others. So I can't make drastic decisions because I'm dealing with children, and I'm trying to get results out of those children. So I'm making careful decisions, thinking about, but I have to use my experience. So to make those decisions. So once again, I think having the experience will help you make a better decision. It may not be the right one, and you never tell. You can tell until, like you were saying, into the future. But you make the best decision at the time with the knowledge that you have. And if you were to take it one step further, like, for example, if you're a parent, parents make the best decisions that they can with the best with the information that they have. It may not be the best decision as they look back on it in hindsight, but you have to keep kind of moving, so to speak.
Hmm.
Right, absolutely. But also, too, we can't be too careful not to ask questions. Like Tim was saying earlier, he's saying use the people. People are here for a reason. They're not just here just to be here.
Help you. Yep.
Right. Absolutely.
See, like, for example, if I'm making decisions, whether it's personal, business-wise, or whatever, and if I refer to you guys or someone who has had more experience in it, then that gives me greater credence to the decision I'm getting ready to make. Helps me to make that decision, I should say. Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, I really do appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much for your comments. And then
thank you, guys.
Enjoy your evening. Yep.
Okay, you guys have a good evening. Thank you again. All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah. That was something I'm like experience. You know, he made a decision to go a different route.
Right.
And, you have to just make it, and you have to live with it. At the end of the day, you have to live with the decision that you made. And move forward.
Right.
You know, don't fall back. But
hey, we have another caller, so let's see if we can get them in.
Okay.
We only have a few minutes left.
All right.
So, hey, caller.
Okay.
How's it going? Welcome to the show. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, caller.
Hello?
This is Tim. This is Tim and Stevie. You're on the show. What's your name?
Okay, Zoom cut it off. Just don't worry about it. Go next.
Oh, looks like he dropped.
Okay.
No, call back. Call back.
Yeah.
We'll take you back.
Okay, Tim, this is the situation, too. You look at it, this is, and we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. For your listeners, when you make a careful decision, if you can get to advice from others that have been down the road with experience, that's why I say been down the road, because they have with experience. And you know what? The unique thing that God has done for us as people, he's always put somebody ahead of us. So we make a decision, you know, we have help whether we use them or not. So take advantage, in a sense, and ask questions from people if you have a situation or make a careful decision. If you have a decision that's very, very hard to, to come up with, to make a conclusion to it. So, but at the end of the day, even though someone make a decision, you could have made a decision as a family member. You may not be married. You may not have kids if you're taking a different route. Or your life could have been cut short for a very, very troubled situation. Or you just never know. It could have been negative or even positive. But at the end of the day, say your prayers before you make the decision. And let God make, and be through with it. And put your trust in God. You can make the right decision and go with it. That's the only thing you can do. And
That's right.
Because we're not perfect, you know. So that's just it. We're not. So hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, me too. It was a great time, Stevie.
Yeah.
Best to you as you continue to do some tournaments over the next couple of weeks.
Yes, absolutely. I got to try not to be too careful, right?
Don't be too careful. Just go ahead and whack at it some, and get some distance out of that baby.
Absolutely. All right. Hey, enjoy your night. I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
That's all the time we have for this edition of the Stevie Anderson Radio Show. Join us next week, or no, 2 weeks rather, 2 weeks. We'll talk a little bit more about all different kinds of things.